This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. High voltage campaigning is taking place for the remaining three phases of Lok Sabha elections after completion of polling for the first four phases. Senior leaders of various political parties are addressing multiple rallies and holding roadshows in different parts of the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held rallies at Kodarma and Giridih in Jharkhand this evening. Mr. Modi said the NDA government has curbed natural violence in the country. He said abrogation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir is the biggest step taken in India's interest. The Prime Minister said his government gives top priority to working for the welfare of deprived people. On the other hand, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi held a public meeting at Amethi. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a joint rally with Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at Jhansi in Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Gandhi promised new employment opportunities to the youth if India bloc is voted to power. Speaking at the rally, Samajwadi Party Chief said INDIA bloc will waive off farmers' loans if their alliance comes to power. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge also held public meetings at Chauri Chaura near Gorakhpur and in Maharajganj. Filing of nominations for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. 57 Lok Sabha seats in seven states and one union territory will be covered in this phase. Scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow. Friday is the last date for withdrawal of candidature. Voting for the seventh phase will be held on the 1st of June. The counting of votes for all seven phases of general elections will be held on the 4th of June. Several prominent candidates of different political parties filed their nomination papers in the last day today. In Chhattisgarh, 30 Maoists, 9 of them carrying a cumulative reward of 39 lakh rupees on their heads, surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district today. It is noteworthy that so far, since January this year, 180 Maoists have been arrested by security forces while 76 have surrendered before them in the district. The centre has extended the ban imposed on the Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam LTDE for 5 more years. The Ministry of Home Affairs in its notification said the central government has taken the decision as LTDE continues to pose a threat to the sovereignty and territorial integrity of India. The Ministry cited the disruptive, separatist and secessionist activities of the LTDE that are a great threat to the security of Indian nationals as the reason for the ban. The government had declared the LTDE an unlawful association in May 2019 and banned it for 5 years. The 77th Cannes Film Festival began today in France. The world's most popular film festival unfurled with a French comedy, The Second Act, made by well-known director and musician Quentin Dupieux. 22 films will be competing for the Palme d'Or this time, while renowned actress Meryl Streep will be recognized with an honorary Palme d'Or. India is hosting a Bharat Parv for the first time in the 12-day event. The Bharat Pavilion at Cannes will serve as a platform for the Indian film community to engage in various activities. The official poster and trailer of the 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2024, will also be unveiled at the Bharat Parv. This year's IFFI will be held in Goa from the 20th to the 28th of November. The second round of the India-US Dialogue in Africa on Africa is being held in Washington today. The External Affairs Ministry said the two-day India-US dialogue aims to share ideas and perspectives and explore ways to develop institutional, technical and bilateral synergies to work together in Africa. The Ministry said this is the first such dialogue on Africa between India and the US after the inclusion of the African Union as a permanent member of the G20 during India's presidency. In boxing, India's Gaurav Chauhan advanced to the semi-finals of men's 92-plus kilogram at the El Orda Cup at Astana in Kazakhstan today. He defeated home favourite Daniel Saparbay 3-2, ensuring a medal for the country. Meanwhile, six-time Asian Championships medalist Shiva Thapa lost against Kazakhstan's Abduali Almat in the men's 63.5 kilogram bout. Another Indian pugilist, Sanjay, also went down in the men's 80 kilogram category. And with that, we end this news bulletin.